Peter passionately pens his final words. That's what 2 Peter 3 are. And gives us five lessons. And as I read them to you, you'll note that each one revolves around a warning about materialism. Peter was really into what he heard at the beginning. He got it right from Jesus. He couldn't forget it. Jesus says, you can't have two masters. You can't lay up treasures in both places. And Peter says, I got it. Number one. And this is when we met in the fellowship center. We looked at the first nine verses. Materialism blurs our purpose in life as disciples because God left us here to live redemptively. The whole purpose of Peter writing was that ninth verse that says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. We're supposed to be living redemptively. We are here to either aid or actually bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Either we're supporting it by prayer, by participation at any level we can, or we're actually doing it. But we know why we're here. We're redemptive. We look at people, not as potential clients, not as potential friends and people that will adore us, but as people that need redemption. And that's, we just, all of a sudden life changes. I remember back, let's see, how old was I? It was in the 60s that someone invited me to Grand Rapids. Well, they said, it's not quite Grand Rapids. It's just a little outside of Grand Rapids. They said, there's two men we want you to meet. And I remember going there, and I met, you know, Rich DeVos and Jay Van Adel and, you know, Charlie Marsh and Bernice Kraut, or I forget all their names now. They were all the megas of this soap company. And what I learned is, they said that everyone you look at, you should think about them as whether where they would fit in your circles, you know, all the circles that they taught you to draw. And I thought about that, and by the way, I did it, and it was fun. I made a lot of money until one day I realized that I was going through life and looking at people and thinking, let's see, if I tell them about Amway and they don't like it, I wonder if I can tell them about the Lord. But if I tell them about the Lord and they don't like it, I can't tell them about Amway because they already don't like me. You know, and so I was going like this and thinking, should I talk to them about the Lord first or the business first? Or the business first or the Lord first? And I thought, wait a minute. We're not supposed to be having this conversation. So I turned in my little case, you know. And it reminded me that materialism blurs our purpose in life as Christ's disciples. We're here to live redemptively. Secondly, and this is where we are right now, materialism clouds our minds with the idolatry of coveting. And what we're supposed to do is keep alert to any place that that shows up. Anytime we crave stuff more than God, and stuff can be media and entertainment and recreation, and it can be, we can make anything into an idol. And an idol is anything that displaces God from being most important, our biggest longing. Anything that displaces that is an idol. And materialism, living for anything other than that which glorifies God and lasts forever, clouds our minds by the idolatry of covetousness, and we're to keep alert to that. Thirdly, Peter says this, starting in verse 12, materialism clutters our lives with discontent. We should build fireproof. When Bonnie and I lived out in California, I always remember the raging grass fires that would come sweeping down the hills, you know, Hollywood Hills and the, you know, San Gabriel Mountains and Verdugo Hills and all the other hills. And it would get so dry, and all of a sudden those fires would come. And what happened is that when the pine trees would get engulfed, they would just explode and sparks would fly and they would land on these cedar shake roofed houses. And if you don't know what cedar shakes are, it's like kindling wood actually. It should be called kindling wood roofing. And it was so dry and so old and so ready that all it took is a spark and that $25,000 roof would burst into flame and burn the $1 million house. And so what the government tried to do is they tried to get people to rebuild with fireproof orange terracotta, you know, tiles. And, you know, you can put a spark on that and then it can sit there 3 months and it'll just sit there and it doesn't burn. And that's what Peter's saying. Build with fireproof materials. materialism clutters our lives with discontent. You know what the writer of Ecclesiastes said? We're going to study it in a couple of weeks. The more you have, the more you want. The more you have, the more people want to take it from you. The more you have, the more you worry about it. And there's something about materialism breeds within us discontent and dissatisfaction. We want more and more. And so it clutters our lives. And we should build fireproof. And then, fourthly, materialism blinds our eyes with earthly treasures. And the solution to that is look up. In verses 14, 15, and 16, and 17, Peter is paralleling what Jesus said to the church in Laodicea. Do you remember he said to them, "You are rich, you are increased with goods, you have need of nothing, and you don't know that you're poor and blind and miserable and naked." Blind. Materialism blinds our eyes with earthly treasures. You have a $2,000 high-def investment hanging on your wall. You want to watch it. It's very blinding. I mean, you've got to get your money out of it, right? You buy, you know, I mean, whatever, you want to use it. And materialism blinds us. And what is blinding? The songwriter put it, Helen Lemmel wrote a poem. "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim." You could rewrite her poem, "Turn your eyes upon stuff, look full in the wonderful stuff, and the things of Christ, his word, his fellowship, his people, his ministry, your calling as a disciple will grow strangely dim in the glow of the stuff." See, that's a choice we make. And finally, materialism corrodes our wills because we're trying to serve two masters. And the solution to that is obey Jesus. And there was never a more relevant message for any group of people than those at the heart of the Roman Empire in Peter's day. And by the way, for us, in the heart of American materialism today. Never a more relevant message.